controversy. Of course, I'm sure you've seen on the news that ICE agents are now going into neighborhoods in especially big cities and across the country and taking folks who are in the country illegally and shipping them back to the country or arresting them if they have criminal records. And it's a lot of controversy. I mean, you know, President Trump ran on this. You know how I'm so soft. I see this, you know, Trump saying, like, oh, we need to get illegals out of the country. And I'm like, yeah, get illegals out of the country. And then you see it being done, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Do we have to do that?
You
know,
about this.
When you see it, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's, you know, it's harsh to me. I hate that kind of thing. In the abstract, I always think, like, yeah, get rid of these illegals. But then it's like, well, these are families. They're living here, you know, all this kind of – it's tough. I mean, it's just a bad situation all the way around. And a lot of people are really upset by it, of course. And Dr. Phil –
losers, we call them.
Well, right. What do you – well, of course, you alerted me to the term liberal tears only during the election. I did not know
about liberal tears.
Thankfully, you didn't. I don't think you squeezed any out.
No,
but
I have.
You're close.
I have.
There's some people in this building just waiting.
The night President Obama won the election, I had a yawn cry, a yawn tear, and my wife woke up and saw it and said, "My God, are you crying?" I said, "I am not crying." But I stayed up late enough to watch President Obama be officially declared the winner. And right as he was, I went, because it was so late. And tears started pouring down my cheek. And my wife at that moment goes, "This is disgusting. Are you crying?"
Huh?
Because we have President Obama in office? And I said,
No, I'm crying for America.
I yawned. She goes, "This is the softest thing I've ever seen. You're crying. You're like these liberals on TV. You're crying." I was like, "I'm not
Who
crying.
Did I marry?
I'm not crying. You're
not
crying.
Crying. I'm not." But Dr. Phil has been embedded with one of these ICE teams. In fact, that lead guy, Trump's lead dog, is out there and giving Dr. Phil interviews and access. Does Dr. Phil, I don't even know if he has a television show anymore.
Well, he still has I think he has a website.
Yeah,
I don't know if he has a streaming show. I don't know if he's on. I don't know what his status is, but he's still producing, as we like to say, content in the biz.
We call him a colleague because Chris.
That's right.
We met him. We shook his hand at a conference in Dallas 25 years ago.
Yeah, was that
2000?
2000.
Golly, that's been almost 25 years. He didn't have his own show then.
To become a superstar.
Yeah, he was on with Oprah, so his star was on the rise for sure. But anyhow, Dr. Phil is in Chicago, embedded with the ICE agents, and they have a guy on video here that they've just arrested because he's illegally in the country, and he's wanted on charges of, he's a sexual predator, they say, accused sexual predator of minors. And so Dr. Phil gets first crack at him.
Give me 5 minutes with this guy, y'all. Huh? It's Dr. Phil. Give him time. Put him in the truck. No, Dr. Phil's here.
Dr. Phil's going to talk to him. So they've got him handcuffed. Dr. Phil goes over. He's like, "Are you illegal in this country?" You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, surprisingly, the guy eventually, 10 seconds into this, goes, "Hey, wait a minute. I know you. You're Dr. Phil." Dr. Phil seems to have lost a step or two. He's not as quick as he used to be on these questions.
"Are you a citizen?"
"My mom's a citizen."
"Your mother's a citizen?"
"Yes."
"But you're not?"
"Nope."
"But you've never been deported before?"
"Dr. Phil.
"Yeah? How do you know me?"
"No, I seen Dr. Phil, you know, on TV."
"Yeah?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah. You've been charged with sex crimes with children?"
"Not really."
"Not really? And never been deported?"
"Nope."
"Huh. Let's take him in and process him, lock him up."
All right, let's
get him out of here, boys.
I'm done with him.
He's been through enough.
"Are you Dr. Phil?"
"Yeah."
"How you know me?" "Well, Dr. Phil show, right?"
"Yeah."
"Guys, he's American. Leave him." That's what he should have said. Cuffs off, boys. Cuffs off. He's a fan.
That's what I was saying. "Are you Chris Kelly?"
"I am.
How do you know me?" "Radio, right?"
"Oh, my God. Let's get him a shirt. Let's get a selfie.
I'd have signed his shirt."
Get those cuffs off it. Get the shackles off of his ankles.
Treat him like this.
That's what I would have done. Oh my God, you listen. Thank you.
What's your favorite part of the show?
Thank you.
You're not a child predator, are you? Sort of.
Ever been deported?
No. No. My mother's legal. Well, get this guy out of cuffs. Well,
where's
on.
She? I want to meet her.
I like your podcast.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Phil. How do you know me?
Well, I watch Dr. Phil. I loved your interview with the lady who I love the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah, that's when I really became a fan.
I think Jon Stewart saw that clip and said, for the first time in his life, Dr. Phil actually cashed somebody outside.
He did. He got him. Yeah. He cashed him outside. Sam, you're talking about Dr. Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was telling Bicky, he not only has a show, he actually has an entire cable network now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's it called?
Yeah.
How do you know my cable network?
I'm not just on TV anymore. I actually have my own network.